been like interested in things like value and agency for a while. I've been working with coins for about 10 years, altering them and destroying them as this way of like generating some sort of like illicit form of agency, this sort of like micro agency by destroying coins, which led me to think about wishing wells and fountains, which is what you see here. Are these three, well, fountains or wishing wells, I guess. I started off by destroying coins way back 10 years ago as this way of like engaging this system of capitalism, of mobility, of colonialism, and destroying currency. Like it's like really a direct act of destruction on real systems of capital, real symbols of capital, real material, ephemeral objects of capitalism. So it was like very generative, very powerful. What can we do as sculptors, as artists in the material world, where we can feel like political agency, but also, you know, use our skills and our passion for sculpture in this like activated social realm. So these are three wishing wells or fountains. I worked with a prop builder, a scenic, professional like scenic prop builder to build these, and they're like coated foam. They're really lightweight. When I planned these, I wanted them to be human scale rather than architectural scale, sort of scaling down some like an epic urban civic fountain into something like a private scale. They are meant to be as realistic as possible using the skills of a scenic prop builder who builds props for films and videos and stuff like that. So he had his own way of defining realism, and I had to like negotiate with him how to make this like realistic looking thing and like how to make something that was sculpture and not real. And that was really generative in terms of thinking about what is real, what is symbolic, and this sort of navigation between the two that sculpture always has. But it also touches on this interest that I'm developing, really deepening for about a year or so about utopias. So I've been thinking about how utopias are kind of out of style, like to think utopically. It's like kind of delusional and like really optimistic and fantastical and fictional. And it's like Thomas More was the first person to write, he wrote Utopia, he wrote the book, like literally. And Utopia for him was basically a remodeling of his present day England, but a man-made island made by slaves. Like this is what he thought utopia was. So it's like really mirroring his own limitations of imagination. He wasn't able to like step outside them. So utopia was already a huge failure, even the first one. So, and I'm thinking about capitalism and like that famous Mark Fisher Zizek quote of like, it's easier to imagine the end of the world than it is to imagine the end of capitalism. And it's like this phrase that gets bopped around, like everyone quotes it, but it's like, it's so incredible and it's so true. You know, we're really stuck being anti-capitalists, but not communists or not pro something else. So I'm like really interested in this sort of failure of imagination and the failure of utopias. So I like to think about micro utopias, and I like to think about wishing in terms of this like powerful act, this micro act, this very personal, small act of just throwing a coin into a wishing well or into a fountain. It's very, just this embodied act of misusing capital, misusing the systems of value that we have. Fountains were developed as a way of like creating a city center and encouraging people to start moving into a city so that they didn't have to go trekking out to get water. They could actually have the resource of water in the center of a city. And they became sites of rallying and sites of also just like regular, reproducing your labor, like cleaning your fruit, gathering water, watering your animals. But also this like intense social aspect. So there are three fountains or wishing wells, whatever you like, and they have feet in the middle, sort of like an incomplete or broken statue, as if maybe it's in progress or it's in ruins, and they're wrapped in plastic so that maybe they're new, they haven't been unwrapped yet, or they've been put out of service and put against the wall, so they're done. So I wanted them to have this sort of temporal uncertainty, sort of between past, present, and future. If you can see, there's tiny bits of collage in them that I have selected language and phrases out of this incredible socialist newspaper called The People's Voice. And it's been being published for like 100 years in Canada. It's still like a printed paper that you get delivered to your door. It's very like old school. And I started getting a subscription to it about a year and a half ago. And I was like, oh, I hope they have ideas in it about a future, like an anti-capital, like some plans. But of course they didn't. We're still stuck in the present in terms of criticizing capitalism, but not building models, even ridiculous models, even ones that won't work. Like we're just not really doing it. So I started chopping up the language and just finding sort of like maybe moments of linguistic slippage between something that is just quoting capitalism and criticizing it, or sort of quoting a language of revolutionaries of the past, like failed revolutions, sort of like this old language of comrades and solidarity and my brothers rise up, like this very old sort of like poetic language. And in between, there's sort of like some phrases and some words that stood out to me. So they're, if you read them together, maybe it forms sort of a very loose, open poem. The piece on the ceiling is called Optimism, and it's gel lights, or gels on the lights, and there's also some pressed dried flowers in there. And it's sort of this nod to this space between delusion and reality, or like something beautiful and hopeful and something ugly, where the flowers are dead and they're sort of just stuck up there like dead bugs, but there, it's also this sort of like delusional thing of like shining the light of the flowers down on us in this space with this color that's sort of like a rose-tinted glasses, this sort of like optimistic view, or perhaps like the sunset, or even if you go further, the sunset of pollution or of war, where the sunsets are like the best sunsets of all time, or when we have like the most garbage in the air, the most destruction on the planet. I liked filling the space with this color rather than objects, I think, so that it becomes this sort of social animated space.